This is Apollo Control at 44 hours, 35 minutes. Spacecraft distance, 147,866.
Roger, we're reading you loud and clear.
Okay, I think that big storm that Jack was referring to that has moved off to the, well, the east of Australia. Very definite counterclockwise rotation, and then it stretches to the south, or what might even be the southeast, and then just rolls right. We had a big frontal pattern, and then rolls right into another clockwise rotating low down there near Antarctica. Gives me the impression of a parrot's cone when he's got his feathers ruffled, and it in turn has another low trailing it, arcing and then flowing into a another low that is very near the continent down there of Antarctica. They form a chain, as I just described, coming from well, possibly southeast of Antarctica. It's hard to really tell what east is down there, on up to due west of Australia by several hundred miles.
Roger.
South of Australia, you get a hint of a very large cloud mass from there all the way down to Antarctica that has a tendency to...
This is Apollo Control. That was Gene Cernan picking up Jack Schmidt's weather observations as Jack is now in an exercise period. Spacecraft is in the passive thermal control mode and is rotating. We've broken lock on the Omni antenna. We'll pick up another antenna very shortly. Spacecraft distance 147,953 nautical miles. Velocity 3,462 feet per second.